101.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
News. I'm Chris Foster. A curfew in Louisville, Kentucky is in effect for at least two more nights. There was violence during protests last night over police officers involved in Breonna Taylor's shooting in March not being charged with murder or manslaughter. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear.
Public safety and the work for racial equity and justice can and must coexist.
Two police officers were shot and wounded during the protest last night with a suspect now charged. President Trump and the First Lady are booed outside the Supreme Court as they arrive to pay their respects to Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Her casket's at the top of the building steps for a second day.
The president's visit comes a day after prominent Democrats, including former President Bill Clinton and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, paid their respects. Tomorrow, Justice Ginsburg will lie in state at the U.S. Capitol, the first woman to receive the honor. She'll be buried next to her late husband at Arlington National Cemetery.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated, Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. It's the remnants of Tropical Storm Beta that'll be affecting Alabama's weather today, tracking from Mississippi across North Alabama. Look for scattered to numerous showers today, maybe a few thunderstorms, a few tropical downpours at times. Can't rule up a spin-up tornado in a situation like this. Winds out of the east at 12 to 18 and gusty. Could be some higher gust. High today, 82. Tonight's low, 60. Tomorrow, I think Beta is out of here. A small risk of an isolated shower, perhaps, with a high temperature up to about 83, but a better day tomorrow. Mid-80s on Saturday. I think we're primarily dry. There could be a stray shower Sunday, but, you know, the chances are small and we'll be in the 80s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
If you can picture it, you can do it. And ASE Credit Union can help. With low rates and an easy approval process, a home equity loan from ASE Credit Union is the smart way to borrow. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender. NMLS number 420259.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Montgomery police have arrested three suspects in connection to an armed robbery at Auburn University at Montgomery. Two of the suspects are also now charged in an armed robbery at Halcyon Park Apartments. An investigation is underway in West Alabama after a newborn baby was found in a garbage bag at a Demopolis hospital. Demopolis Police Chief Rex Flowers says this happened at Brian Whitfield Regional Hospital this past Friday. He says the baby appeared to be okay when it was found. And Alabama's confirmed coronavirus case count is now over 132,000. The Alabama Department of Public Health reports close to 9,400 of those cases have been confirmed in the last 2 weeks. Health officials say more than 2,300 people have died. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hello, this is Yasmin Hostin with Beauty and Beyond. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for 10 years plus. If you would like to increase your business, use Blue Water Broadcasting radio stations. They get results.
Radio advertising is the engine that drives business. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Oh, man, piece of junk!
Claire, what are you fussing about?
I'm trying to crank this, a piece of junk.
Here, try this.
Man, what brand is this?
It's a Steel, the number one selling brand in America.
Wow, this looks great. Where can I get it? Home Depot? Lowe's?
Huh? Neither. You can't buy a Steel there, but you can buy one at my store, CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Oh, man, I bet this thing cost a fortune.
Shoot, this month I've got Steel blowers on sale for only $149, chainsaws for only $179, and just in time for grass cutting season, we've dropped the price on Steel grass trimmers to only $129.
Man, you gotta be kidding. That's about what I paid from the home store for this piece of junk. Now, what I do, though, if it breaks? Let me get Let me guess. You ship it off, it'll take 6 weeks.
No, look, some steel components have a lifetime warranty. But if it does break, I got the parts and service departments on site. Man, we service what we sell. And check this out. With our exclusive Advantage plan, if your steel does break, we may fix it for free, give you a new one, or at least have it repaired within 1 week.
Get out of here. From now on, anytime I need anything having to do with lawn equipment, I'm going to come to see you at CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
If you owe back taxes, there's a lot you need to know, starting with rule number one. Don't mess with the IRS. They are cracking down this year by sending out heart-stopping letters, actively garnishing paychecks, levying bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. That's all true. But it's also true there's a way out. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative, an important government program for tax debt assistance. It's one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered, so now's the time. You could qualify for tax relief that saves you thousands, even tens of thousands. Nobody knows this program like the award-winning experts at Optima Tax Relief. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and will fight to get you the best deal possible. Don't mess with the IRS. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-704-9936. 800-704-9936. 800-704-9936.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. There ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston, and New York to L.A., well, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say,
The Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome aboard, everyone. News 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Thursday. thumbs up there. So you see a law enforcement officer, give them a big thumbs up. Dow Jones is now up 218 points. The temperature is really humid outside, and it's 72 degrees. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself, the one and only Joey Clark.
Hello.
How you doing today, big guy?
Feeling good today. Feeling very good. Feeling good?
Feeling good.
Good.
You got my heating pan.
Yeah.
Life is good.
That is the darndest thing that, you know, they crack open your chest, but it's your leg that hurt.
I know. I missed it by that much. The chest is fine. It's my leg that's killing me. But, man, we got some stuff to go over today, you know that?
A lot happening.
Yeah. You heard that Ruth Bader Ginsburg died, right?
She did?
Yeah.
Oh, my. Fine. Again?
No.
Oh, just okay, just once.
Yeah, you do it more than once, then we keep an eye on you there, you know. But, man, the Dems are going crazy. They are going just full tilt bozo nuts. Biden didn't know what to do. Biden started the rope slipping out of his hands. Sorry to hear that, Joe. Yesterday we talked about the no-knock warrants and the Breonna Taylor case. Went home and watched the Attorney General, who's great, by the way, Turkey Attorney General. He's really good. Had a long conversation with a investigator with the AG's office here in Alabama, AG Aaliyah combination, and he really kind of educated me on a whole bunch of stuff.
Hmm.
For example, when you go back and you watch the presser that the AG did, they actually did knock. They knocked and said that there were police, and then the guy in the house shoots through the door, hits an officer. The question is, were they pushing in on the door trying to open it, or did he just shoot through it? Right now, I believe they were pushing in on the door, and he shot through it. And then Breonna Taylor's going down the hall, and they are unloading through this door. And I've seen a picture of the door. The door's like cut into ribbons. So many shells have gone through it. And then one officer, just nutty as a loon, starts firing into other apartments. I know, just starts firing.
And he was the guy who was charged.
He's the guy that's charged, for one. He goes out, and then he shoots into an apartment that has a mom, dad, and a little five-year-old. Thank goodness nobody was hit. But a couple of things I learned about this is Kentucky's a stand-your-ground case. They did announce, saying the police, the guy who's the shooter said he did not hear them, but neighbors heard them. That was in the testimony of the grand jury. But them coming in and standing your ground is a little at odds here. Because they didn't charge him for shooting a police officer, which my investigator was pretty good at pointing that out to me. But this thing is not the way it was originally presented. Originally it was presented that they just came bursting through the door, guns a-blazing, shots were fired, and Breonna Taylor dies.
Right.
And that's not the case at all. Then last night we have two police officers shot by a guy. And I watched that, and I was going like, man, these people are just nuts. But I'll tell you what part of the problem is here, and that is this Benjamin Crump guy. When he did the original press conference where she got the 12, Breonna's mom got $12 million, everything was great up to the fact of Benjamin Crump standing up at that podium. Everything was good. It was love and kisses. We seen the errors of our way, and the city wants to make amends. There was a mess up here. We want to make it whole. And then Benjamin Crump just would not shut the up and just stoked it. Now, this is him this morning on CBS.
You said a week ago that at a minimum, the three officers should be charged with second-degree manslaughter. What do you make of the Kentucky Attorney General's explanation as to why none of them were charged with Breonna Taylor's death?
Breonna Taylor's family, as do me and my co-counsels, Lanita Bacon and Sam Aguiar, we think it's just outrageous. It's offensive. We're still trying to figure out what evidence did Kentucky Attorney General Daniel Cameron present to that grand jury. Did he present any evidence on behalf of Breonna Taylor? Because if he didn't, he unilaterally decided that he was going to exonerate these police officers and that Breonna would never get due process, that she would never get justice. And so we are demanding that he release that transcript so we can see if there was any evidence. Did Breonna have any voice in that grand jury proceeding?
Okay, part of why we have a problem is because of people like Benjamin Crump. There's no reason to do what he's doing. I mean, it's just like, my client's the most important, second-degree murder, manslaughter. You know, I think the guy's just basically an ambulance chaser for African-Americans who get shot. Now, to the governor's credit, to the mayor's credit, and to the AG's credit, the governor has asked the AG has asked the judge to release all of the grand jury stuff. Governor can't do it, AG cannot do it, only a judge impartial can do it. I think it's going to be a smart move. Hopefully they will do it, and we'll get this information out so people like Benjamin Crump will shut up! Keep going with Benny.
The Attorney General spoke to Breonna Taylor's family yesterday, did he not? What did he say?
He spoke to them about 10 minutes before everything was released to the public, and he did not go into the nuance. They were not told that the wanton endangerment charges were for the white neighbor's apartment and not for Breonna's apartment. Did not tell them that there were no charges for the bullets going into Breonna's body. Did not tell them that the black neighbors that had bullet go into their apartment did not have any wanton endangerment charges. So it really underscores the fact that there just seems to be two justice systems in America, one for white America and one for black America. And this was shown yet again in this grave miscarriage of justice, grave miscarriage of injustice.
Okay, so notice what he did. He separated the white tenants of an apartment. They're the ones that got the charge of the officer for firing into it, not the black. Now, I don't know if the officer fired to the black or if a stray bullet went in there, but he deliberately fired into that apartment, went in and cut loose on that. But see, why do this? It's just nothing but racial. And if this guy would just shut up, a lot of property would be saved. All you're in it is to make money and a name for yourself. Think bigger than you. Think a lot bigger than you. Let me go to a break. Coming back, Dan Moore Show, right after this.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Mortgage Corporation of the South. That is the name that you need to remember. Why? Because John Williams solves problems. You may have great credit or not so great credit. John Williams helps you secure a mortgage that fits your needs. Mortgage Corporation of the South specializes in helping those whose credit is not so good. Because as he has said on my show many, many times, people have things happen in their lives. It's not your fault. And he looks at solutions, not at past problems. I have personally sent several friends to John Williams because they have not been able to get their home refinanced due to credit rating. He is helping them repair their credit and get back on track. But if you have good credit, Mortgage Corporation of the South is your place to go. The level of service is outstanding. You need to call John at 567-9000, 567-9000. Give John Williams a call at Mortgage Corporation of the South.
NMLS number 232876, Equal Housing Lender.
Have you ever thought you'd like to own a zero-turn riding mower, but you just couldn't justify it because either your yard is too small or the price is too big? Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power introducing the new Hustler Dash. Starting at only 34 inches wide, the Hustler Dash is perfect for small yards. And because it's on sale now for only $22.99, it's the perfect price. Bottom line, the Hustler Dash is the most compact and affordable zero-turn on the market today. And when you purchase CTE's VIP package, you get free delivery upon purchase, and for as long as you own your Hustler, you'll get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower while yours is in our service department. With service like that, why go anywhere else? And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
For years, Southern Bell's Cleaning Service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bell's uses hospital-grade cleaning products to kill germs and bacteria. Southern Bell's Cleaning Service brings all their professional hospital-grade supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in everything from residential to construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning, River Region.
It's a season of change with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Discover the Dixie difference and get $50 off your electric, plumbing, or HVAC repair. Visit calldixie.com.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Raindrops falling on her, she didn't seem to care. She sat there and smiled at me.
The cow's milk?
Yeah.
And I knew.
She could make me happy.
Man, well, I got out of that time more. Let's continue on. You think you're mad about Benjamin Crum before? Well, we'll keep going.
Ben, we talked to Kenneth Walker's attorney in the last hour, and he told us that he feels it's a cover-up. Would you use that phrase, too?
Well, I think it was a sham proceeding, and that's why we're demanding, Gail, that this grand jury transcript is released so people can see if anybody spoke for Breonna in that grand jury proceeding, because black women lives matter and Breonna Taylor life matters. The fact that not just black people, but if you are a parent of a daughter, a parent of a child, you should be troubled by this, because Tamika Palmer's daughter, Breonna Taylor, was killed in the sanctity of her own home, and our legal system, our criminal justice system, is trying to say it's justified, it's okay. And, you know, just because they say it's legal, Gail, that don't make it right. We know throughout history they have said things are legal, but that don't make it right.
That don't make it right. Okay, the house address was correct. The reason they were using the house address is her boyfriend, she has a new boyfriend now, was a major drug dealer. And he was several miles away from the apartment that was raided. They did not know that. But that apartment was being used as a drug play. It wasn't an arrest warrant. It was a search warrant. But this guy's got to go. I mean, all he's doing is inciting people by just throwing stuff out there. He never says, well, the governor's asked to have a release. I hope it'll happen. He goes, I want them to release the transcript. Well, that's tough noogies on your part. Only a judge can do that.
And if he wants to change the law, what's the proposal?
Yeah, really. Weirdtop? I bet Weirdtop did it. Weirdtop, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Good morning. You know, I'm not messing with the small stuff anymore. I got the big signs in my truck today, buddy.
Oh, man.
Yep, 4x5 foot one's just going up downtown at Bear Lumber Company. Great location. And I have a commitment for the 4x8 foot sign. I'll let you know where it's going to go. But very recognizable name here in Montgomery. I appreciate this great man's cooperation. And the signs, got a bunch of them going up. Folks have seen them. So go down to Republican headquarters. See them guys downtown. They're a fun bunch, especially after you nudge them just a little bit.
Where's the Republican headquarters?
It is 515 Court Street, right across from the old federal building.
Okay.
So go to High, end of High Street, take a left, and it's the third house on the left. You can't miss it. They're out of MAGA hats right now, out of Tuberville signs, because I have now put them all up for the second time. They can always use support, of course, donations. But we're getting to the point here at the end of the fourth quarter, inside the two-minute drill, that really active speaking and showing is probably what the campaign needs more than ever. So y'all keep that in mind. And, you know, it's been a whole tragedy the whole time it's been on, the war on drugs. It's been made a mess all over, and it sure would be good to get rid of it. And biggest drug dealers on pharmaceutical companies, man. None of these, quote, big drug dealers come close to touching the opioid situation. So it's something they've been doing for 50 years that has not worked. I don't know how they're going to back out of it. Do you, Dan?
Well, it depends on what you're talking about. Back out of it. Are you talking about opioids or pot?
Well, I'm talking about the whole drug war thing. They got to back out of it because it didn't work. And
what are you proposing, them legalizing opioids?
Golly, well, at least part of it. I mean, we don't even have medical marijuana in Alabama. That's one thing.
Well, that's a difference of opioid and medical marijuana. When you say back out of it, I mean, how are you going to handle the opioid situation?
I'm talking about just a whole war on drugs.
Okay, well, there's a war on drugs, and opioids are part of that war. So how are you going to deal with opioids?
Well, for one thing, the big pharma didn't get in much trouble for distributing hundreds of millions of pills. Wasn't even a slap on the hand.
Well, they were doing it by prescription, but other than that, how would you deal with it?
Well, stop writing scripts. And for as far as the medical marijuana, I'm saying that for cancer patients and things like that.
I'm fine with that. I mean, if you you're doing a blanket thing. We have to stop the war on drugs. I'm asking, how do you deal with things like opioids?
I'm about to tell you.
Please,
you take it one step at a time.
Give me your first step.
First step, the medical marijuana state of Alabama. Second step, decriminalize marijuana and tax it. Okay, that takes a whole lot of the people who would ever be exposed to illegal drugs out of the drug dealer's circle. They just want smoke and pot. They don't want to buy other things.
So you're saying that I really don't want to go get heroin. What I really want is pot, but I can't find pot, so I'm going to go get heroin? Is that your argument?
No. So you're putting all these broad generalizations on particular situations.
You just said that the reason people go do hard drugs is because they don't have access to marijuana. I'm just saying
that's
wrong.
I did not say that, sir.
And then what'd you say?
I am saying those people would not even be exposed to those other things if we could just grow it in our backyard.
Oh, come on, Rich. So the answer to the question of heroin is grow your own pot.
I said take things in step, Dan.
If they could grow their own pot, they wouldn't need heroin. We're talking. I worry about you sometimes, buddy. You go help Tuberville. Gonna go to a break. Coming back, Dan Morris Show.
The Dan Morris Show.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
It's that time of year again, where an afternoon thunderstorm can pop out of nowhere, bringing damaging winds and power outages. At Spire, we know life doesn't stop just because the power did. Thankfully, you can depend on natural gas water heaters and stoves no matter how long the power is out. And right now, get up to a $600 rebate when you switch from an electric water heater at spireenergy.com/rebates. Now that's fuel for good.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon. And
together, we would like to thank you. In 2019, we had the honor of assisting hundreds and hundreds of families with their mortgage needs, making us the number one lender in Alabama. We are number one because of you. You have been there with us since the very beginning, and we appreciate your loyal support.
Over the past 6 years, we have worked with many of you. You've sent us your friends, family, co-workers, and for that, we are eternally grateful. As a token of our appreciation, we are waiving the appraisal fee for all repeat customers. If you have ever purchased a home or refinanced a home with Alabama Home Mortgage, we encourage you to give us a call to see if you could save even more money today. Call us at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the number one mortgage lender in Alabama now at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. That's Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. If you've been around Montgomery as long as I have, you may recall calling Bernie for all your typewriter needs. Well, we've evolved past typewriters, even though our experienced techs can still fix them. Bernie's now a member of the Xerox Business Solution with offices throughout the Southeast. Bernie is more than just a local copier company you have trusted for over 55 years. We have become specialists in remote worker, learning transition technology, and digital marketing campaigns. Did you know that Xerox provides managed IT services? With over 30 years of nationwide experience delivering industry-leading IT services, we are poised to help your organization get the most value from your technology investments. Whether your focus is printing systems, local network support, or leveraging the power of the cloud, Xerox has the resources and know-how to get your organization on the cutting edge. Give us a call at 271-4750 or on my cell at 201-0199.
With as much waste as your business generates, it's important to know where it's all going to go. With Alabama Dumpster Service, it goes right into that familiar red dumpster or roll-off container, delivered straight to you. As we celebrate our 20th year, our customers know they can count on friendly customer service and reliable, competitive pricing. With Alabama Dumpster Service, the rate you agreed to is always the rate you'll pay. Call today at 334-288-1500 or learn more at alabamadumpster.com.
This is Billy with AutoSave Tire and Auto. We are constantly getting calls about what we do. Well, we do it all, from oil changes to engines and transmissions. We sell almost all brands of tires, including Michelin, Cooper, Toyo, Nitto, and more. We also do those pesky check engine light and tire sensor lights. So if you need vehicle repair, tire suspension, front end alignment, brakes, water pump, or that pesky check engine light to go off, call us. AutoSave Tire and Auto in Prattville or Montgomery. Or check out our website, autosavetires.net. AutoSave Tire and Automotive. Come to where your auto saves you.
I'm Ralph Holly with Holly's Home Furnishings. I've been advertising with Blue Water for over 2 years and have seen tremendous results. As a family-owned business, it's great to do business with a family-owned business like Blue Water Broadcasting.
The average return on a radio ad schedule is 11 times investment. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how to increase your bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. It's the remnants of Tropical Storm Beta that'll be affecting Alabama's weather today, tracking from Mississippi across North Alabama. Look for scattered to numerous showers today, maybe a few thunderstorms, a few tropical downpours at times. Can't rule up a spin-up tornado in a situation like this. Winds out of the east of 12 to 18 and gusty. Could be some higher gust. High today, 82. Tonight's low, 60. Tomorrow, I think Beta is out of here. A small risk of an isolated shower, perhaps, with a high temperature up to about 83, but a better day tomorrow. Mid-80s on Saturday. I think we're primarily dry. There could be a stray shower Sunday, but, you know, the chances are small and we'll be in the 80s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Ooh.
Bringing back sweet memories.
Okay, boys and girls, I want to go to the phones and see what's on your mind. Let's go to Crawdad. Crawdad, how in the world are you?
Welcome back, Brother Dan.
Thank you, my friend.
Glad you're doing so well.
I'm feeling good.
You're a tough old bird.
I am a tough bird.
If you don't
and
mind.
I am old.
Sir?
And I am old.
Well, you know, that's the thing, is that today, old is not what it used to be.
I know.
What do they say, 70 is the new 40 or something like that?
Yeah, it was funny. I was talking to my brother, and we had in Tennessee, my very best friend was Randy and Stan Plant, and their grandparents lived next door to us. And I was talking to Chris and said, how do you think the plants were, the grandparents that lived next to us? And he goes, yeah, I don't know. And we did some checking. We were guessing they were in their 60s or 70s. They're in their early 50s.
Mm.
Early 50s.
Mm.
We thought they were decrepit.
Yeah. Yeah, I come from a family line. There seems to be a lot of genetic factors that play into your health. That even if you do what you're supposed to, you're going to have a propensity for a weak spot somewhere in your health.
Yeah, and that's exactly right.
What I wanted to ask you, and I'm not going to get too personal on this question, but I have congestive heart failure and other things, pleural ejection rate. I mean, the ejection rate in the left ventricle, they measured at 15%.
Ooh.
Yeah, and I'm not even 60 yet. The other thing is the pleural effusion in the lungs. And on top of all of that, with other things, mitigating factors, diabetes, hypertension, and so on, hey, I'm just glad I get up every day.
There you go.
At 15%. And I did some reading, and it's surprising that some people, even at a 20% ejection rate, feel fine. So I was like, okay, you know, maybe thank you, Lord, for letting me hang around a little bit longer. But this question that I had for you was, did they ever tell you what an ejection rate was for you before you started having serious troubles?
No. The interesting thing for me is that I was asymptomatic. I showed no signs.
Uh-huh.
All my profiles were good. Blood profiles, EKG, all that was good. I had done a nuclear stress test 12 years ago at the top 5% of my class. I did a stress test this time, and I made it to level 4 for my age. It was not too bad. But it just, the calcium score was high, and when they did the cath on it, they said, you've got blockage. And so probably the next time you're going to find out that you have a problem would be a heart attack. Mm. One of the reasons I made it through so well is I had not had a heart attack. People who have a heart attack and then they get surgery, when you look at the 1% or 2% survival, you know, death rate, those are the people who have had a heart attack and underlying conditions, and they're over the age of 60.
Mm. So this is what happened to me. I was asymptomatic 4 years ago. I go in, bang, my vision went out. I wake up one day, and I can't see. I mean, I can sort of see. I had a stroke and a heart attack at the same time. It knocked out my occipital lobe.
Yeah.
So that's what brought that up. But prior to that, no heart condition of any kind, no cholesterol problems, none of that mess. And it's just.
Were you getting annual checkups?
Yeah.
Wow.
And, you know, since then, like I say, the stress test that I did, you know, was fine and all that stuff, just out of the blue with no warning signs. And I'm glad that you're doing so well, sir, and I'm glad to hear you on the radio. We always enjoy your show. And I just recently had some work done from a tree service. Well, I was very happy with that tree service, and I was thinking, you know, I need to tell them they need to call the Dan Morris Show and see about getting hooked up to become an advertiser. These folks could really use the promotion in your time slot and Joey's. So did they just call you directly, or do they call the station if they're interested in advertising?
They just need to call me directly.
Call you directly on this line, or your...
They can call me on this line. Joey will take the name, and
sure,
we'll get back to them.
I will sure do that, because I was real happy with these folks, and, you know, like to put two good people together.
I like that. Crawdad, I want you to have a great day. Thanks for the telephone call.
Sure.
By the way, I am looking for a house cleaning service. If anybody has someone to recommend, or you're in that business and you'd like to partner, I would enjoy doing that. Delta Hotel, come in, Delta Hotel.
Hello, Delta Mike, and welcome back.
Thank you, sir. How are you?
I'm doing very well.
How's your bride, and are you ready for football?
Yes, she's doing awesome, and yes, I'm ready for football.
So when's y'all's first game?
October 24th.
Man, that's a long way away.
Yeah, I know. They were doing some basic practices, I guess, but no hitting. So the coaches were all pretty out of pay. It's toughen up a bit before we hit the gridiron. So
there you go.
I'll take it late rather than that. Never, that's for sure.
Yeah, Alabama and Auburn play this weekend. I'm looking forward to it.
That's weird. That's just so weird.
I know. Alabama's playing Missouri, and Auburn's playing who?
Kentucky.
Yeah. Well, what I mean when I say weird that, you know, you got some conferences playing and others not. It's just weird, but I'll take it. Better than the alternative, my friend.
Absolutely.
Yes, sir. I wanted to, you know, you talking about the Breonna Taylor situation. And
yep.
I'll tell you, the thing that angers me more than anything is I don't think I've ever seen so many irresponsible remarks and comments made by people in positions of responsibility.
I'm with you. MSNBC, those guys must like take drugs right before they go on the air, because they say the stupidest things I've ever heard in my life.
I agreed. I almost give them a pass because the politicians, the so-called lawyers, Benjamin Crump, give me a break. Former cops, I've seen former police officers come on and just make some of the most idiotic statements.
And how about those attorneys? The attorneys that they bring on there? That's incredible.
Hey, I'm not a lawyer, and I know better than some of the things that they're saying. The whole thing about the cover-up. Well, grand juries are intentionally kept secret. That whole process is a secretive process.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's done so intentionally. So this whole thing about cover-up and, you know, like you said, about the White family apartment was shot in and that sort of thing, it just stokes the fires. And the thing I despise the most is they give unrealistic expectations for charges that will never achieve conviction.
Exactly. That is what my investigator said. He goes, even the cases they've got now, that one's going to be hard to prove. But they,
you know,
going and serving a warrant and going in a door is what police officers do. And when they get fired on, they fire back.
Right, right. So here you have this incident that took place back in March. So, you know, we torched the city then. Then, of course, you had the grand jury results yesterday. So we're going to torch the city again. So when this police officer who is not convicted, whenever that trial takes place, what are we going to do, torch the city a third time?
Of course.
And frankly, I attribute a lot of the responsibility. I lay that responsibility at the feet of these irresponsible people and positions of responsibility. It's just ridiculous.
Did you see the U-Haul trailer pull up and they open the door and shields and clubs and signs? I mean, I'm going like, God.
And in fact, I was kind of watching that stuff in real time, and I knew you were busy during the show. You may have noticed I texted you a few things during the show yesterday.
I didn't notice that.
All that was happening, all that was happening real time. One thing I think you might be of interest and may also interest your listeners, the Tatum Report. It's a website that I came across here recently. It's a former Tucson police officer. Black officer. Have you seen or heard of him before?
I have not.
The Tatum Report. I would suggest you maybe take a
now, I do know there's a police officer named Mark Tatum. Is that who it is? A black police officer?
I don't know his first name, but I do know his last name is Tatum.
Delta Hotel, I think you're referring to Brandon Tatum. He's done a lot of work with Dennis Prager and Prager
U.
Yeah.
I think he's on Fox a lot.
Yes.
He was on Fox.
That guy.
Yeah, he's good.
On his website, on his website right now is a report that was leaked to him, and he places it in its entirety on his website. It literally has phone transcripts of all the players involved, Breonna Taylor herself, her boyfriend, so on and so forth. Phone calls from the jailhouse. I mean, you know, soon after these guys are arrested, they're making phone calls from the jail. So full, not full. A lot of the information is redacted. But I guarantee you after reading, it's about 40 pages, but it's not 40 full pages. They've got transcripts. They've got surveillance photos. They've got a lot of stuff out there. And I'm here to tell you, it does not feed the narrative that's coming across the media right now. Not saying that she deserved to die in the way, especially in the way she did, but she was definitely caught up in the game. She was a part of the game, so to speak. So, very interesting read, and I thought you might want to.
I'm on it right now, matter of fact. I just found the website.
All right. Well, welcome back, brother. I enjoy having you back. Would love to break bread with you as soon as we can.
I would love that myself, Delta Hotel. You tell your bride I said hi.
All right, will do.
Take care.
Have a great day.
Thanks. Let me go to a break. Soldier Boy, coming back to you.
I can't stand the rain against my window, bringing back sweet memories.
The Dan Morris Show.
Rain, do you remember how sweet it used to be? When we was together.
He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey, this is Steve Kirkpatrick for Big Block Designs. We are a state-licensed drafting company located here in Wetumpka. We draw residential and commercial blueprints for new builds, additions, remodels, or renovations. And that includes those as-builts or building mapping for those projects with no blueprints. So if COVID got you staying at home, and you got that fever to remodel the kitchen, in the bathroom or the garage, or even start from scratch, then give us a call and let us draw what you dream. You can look us up on Facebook, Instagram, Alignable, or LinkedIn, or even our own website at bigblockdesigns.com. Have a better day.
You run a business and you need better wireless. Three words, no more compromise. With the T-Mobile Business Advantage, you get the largest 5G network, award-winning customer support, and insanely great value. No trade-offs. Right now, get up to 90 days of unlimited free on business plans when you switch via bill credits. Stop in to find out more. Plus taxes and fees for some plans. Complete port within 60 days. Customers over 50 gigabytes per month have lower speeds during congestion. Video at 480p, unlimited on our network. See T-Mobile.com for 5G devices, coverage, and plan details.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
That's what we are. This is a very interesting report. Seems Breonna Taylor, they had a wiretap on her and had a camera outside of the apartment. A lot of traffic going in and out. Short periods of time. Let's go to Soulja Boy. Soulja Boy, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
How are you?
And I do use those terms on purpose.
Or loosely?
No, not today. I'm just glad to hear your voice. You sound great, Dan.
Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, I think like you know, you say 100% of your life. I think like 2% of my life was missing when I didn't get to hear your voice every day.
Aww.
Yeah, just I made you a part of it, so it just there's a reason why. But you know, you hit it right on the nose about the that young lady. They're trying to make her out like she's an innocent little saint, a little collateral damage. My best friend is a two-time arrested felon when he was younger, 10, 15 years ago, and he was a drug dealer. And now he's, you know, he's been saved. He goes to church and prisons, and he's changed his life, and I consider him my best friend, you know. But he sat there and he says, let me tell you something that I have personal knowledge about. He says, all this media about what they're saying about her is a bunch of BS. He says, trust me. He's had no knocks on him, no knock warrants. And he said those are usually used on people that are big kingpins and stuff and big stuff, he says. But he said from what he's heard on this and all this information, even before you mentioned about the wiretaps and everything, he says, trust me, before they went before that judge to get the warrant to get signed off by the judge, he says, there's too many holes in the story. He says, first of all, the reason why you have no knock is, he says, if you know there's a lot of weapons in there, that protects the police officers having a better chance of getting the draw down on them before. Kind of like in Scarface. And drug dealers carry guns and a lot of ammo because other drug dealers steal from other drug dealers.
Mm-hmm.
So for his attorney to say that when the police kicked in the door, he feared for his life and it was self-defense, my friend says, that's a bunch of BS. He says, there is no way, he says. And she should have been furious. Here you're dating somebody you leave in your house who's got a Glock in their pants showing. Why would you allow that if you had a normal, you know, boyfriend-girlfriend relationship, if you weren't involved?
Maybe she lives in a tough neighborhood.
Well, you know, I think a lot of people live in tough neighborhoods, you know, but, just walking around, first of all, most ladies, most mothers don't want a gun in the house in the first place. There's so many accidental shootings. One in a chamber, safety off, things happen.
Yep.
And let me ask you a question. Am I correct that I heard it took 6 months for the grand jury to convene and get this all done? She had been shot 6 months ago?
Yeah, it happened March, so yeah.
Okay, what took so long? The investigation? Getting all the facts straight before? Because that allows the left to build up their narrative until we get the facts and the truths out.
Yeah, then they were trying to get it right.
I think that's the only thing we were talking about, too, is they wanted to get all the facts straight before they gave the other side ammunition. So it went from her being the perfect angel. It's going to be interesting when all the facts come out. And they're slowly, like you said, that report you just read, I guess they're leaking out slowly.
Yeah, I'm reading it now. It's pretty damning.
I noticed one thing, too. You know, these people that, you know, the 17-year-old young man that had the AR-15, that shooting. It seems like everybody that commits these crimes have rap sheets that are ridiculously long with violent crimes. Soros filling out applications for only felonies?
Are you talking about the guy down in Florida?
No. Remember the 16-year-old kid that fired his gun, booed the guy's
up in Kenosha, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they have him. They have him as a white supremacist, which is completely untrue.
And the person had they got his bicep blown off. Who had the handgun in his hand? He hasn't even been charged yet.
Yeah, and he literally what he's doing is he's holding his hands up, and
Russian.
The guy drops his weapon, then he reaches in, pulls a gun, and shoots him. The 17-year-old shoots the guy.
if that 17-year-old didn't have those instincts, he'd have been dead.
Yep.
That would have been one set of parents that didn't have their child anymore. But I'm just surprised he has not been charged yet, the guy with the handgun. It's clearly seen on there. I mean, what are the, I don't know. I guess George Soros had this plan 10 years ago when he invested all this money in these DA's elections and every primaries, that he was going to get this, and this was like, it was all well orchestrated. So when this all comes to fruition, I'm going to be letting all these people out. And the judges and are just letting by the hundreds. They want to get rid of what, the prisons? Don't defund the police? Is the Kentucky governor, is that a Republican or Democrat?
He's a Democrat and he's got Montgomery connections.
Interesting. I did not know that.
Yeah, Dr. Bob Beshear is his uncle.
So I noticed that governor didn't hesitate to get the National Guard out.
No, he didn't.
Maybe there's a Democrat out there that has a little bit of common sense.
Well, I think it's his handwriting on the wall.
Yeah, what scared me so much was they said that the Kentucky Derby was canceled because of COVID, but a lot of people were saying that it was because of the unrest in Louisville because of the shooting of that young lady. And my question was, I noticed that the news reporters said that, and Laura Ingraham mentioned it specifically, as to the business owners downtown started locking up and barricading and boarding up their windows 2 to 3 weeks before the notification of the grand jury.
Yeah.
They knew what was going to coming.
Yeah.
Like you said, it was all well. Dan, let me ask you one question. Why can't they go and get the person who rented that U-Haul and prosecute them?
Well, it's interesting. DOJ came up with the fact that they've identified 300 people, 300 that are involved in the type of things that were happening in Louisville last night.
Well, I noticed that a lot of the Democratic-controlled cities are trying to make it illegal to use facial recognition for the federal government agencies to use that. That's how they're using facial recognition. But that U-Haul, couldn't I just take a picture of the number of the U-Haul on the door and go down to the U-Haul and slap a nice little subpoena and tell me who exactly signed this out and then bring the heat down on that person?
I would think, Soulja Boy,
that's happening right now.
Somebody is doing that.
As we speak right now. Because that's kind of stupid. I think they're going to do logistics stuff like that. They would do it a little bit better. But blatantly, being filmed, like you said, clubs, was it Shields? It looked like a Braveheart movie.
It really did. I mean, they had Shields, and I'm talking about not a little teeny tiny thing. I'm talking about, like, you know, ballistic Shields.
That's unbelievable.
And the question is, somebody making them somewhere and they're throwing them in the U-Haul or what?
Well, it's like those bricks being dropped off, you know. It's all well orchestrated.
I agree.
It's just simply amazing. Well, Glenn, Dan, I'm just glad you're feeling better. You sound great.
Thank you.
When I first heard you a couple times, I was kind of worried that you were overstrenuating yourself too much. But you sound good, and I'm glad.
Thank you, Soulja Boy. Appreciate it.
You have a great day.
You too. Thanks for the call. George, hang on for me. Going to a break. Dan Morris Show on a Thursday. Thumbs up Thursday. See a law enforcement officer. Give them a big thumbs up.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center. This is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. Louisville, Kentucky remains under an overnight curfew, which started Wednesday. More than 100 people arrested for looting and violence following grand jury findings in the Breonna Taylor case.
Louisville preparing for what could be another night of fiery protests. Maybe one of the most chaotic scenes just outside of downtown. That, of course, is the scene of where